ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's 8:15 Thursday night. Live show in the year is 2019. And we're moving very quickly towards what the Deagle report, the D-E-A-G-E-L report, to where we're probably only going to be down to about 100 million people, or maybe it was only 50 million or 33 million or whatever by the year 2025. So I'm going to tell you what, you better take that to heed, because those are the people that print out the statistical stuff for the CIA. And I say this to you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. All right. Now, let's see this in terms of what I was going to start out with tonight. Let me start out with something else. Let's see here. Where have I got that at? Okay. Yeah, here we go. This is well written, well said by somebody who is a very smart individual whose family has been involved in the U.S. military, actually from the American military from the time of Concord Bridge, all right, in Lexington, and on down, clear through every war, on down to, you know, the current time period. And it says, Dear President Trump, in the wake of Dayton and El Paso shooting, much has been said of affecting red flag laws. My concern is the matter of due process. Will there be court hearings where the accused can challenge his accuser? Will there be public notices of confiscation? Will these confiscations be conducted in the daylight, or will it be in the dead of night? These laws amount to the presumption of guilt before the court in the eyes of the law, where accused must prove his innocence, a notion that this is the complete reversal of the legal tradition of the accused being presumed innocent and prosecution has the burden of proving the guilt of an accused. These laws can get totally out of control. Anyone can accuse anyone regardless of circumstance for any reason whatsoever. Then a man could quite justify protect himself, his family, his property, and that will have disastrous results. Anyone that thinks on these red flag laws can see what will ultimately happen. Many law-abiding individuals who believe in the Second Amendment and their right to self-defense will not roll over for thugs breaking down the door at the dead of night. This is a game breaker, Mr. President. It causes many people to reconsider their support for all you have done. King George's regulars marched out to Lexington and Concord to confiscate the colonists' armory, and the war began. That is where this could lead. God-fearing patriots will never again agree to these red flag laws. What did we fight our wars for? My family's service goes back to Concord Bridge, through the Civil War and all the others up to and including the Vietnam War. My father's bones still lie in the crashed remnants of his Marine Corsair somewhere north of the 38th parallel of Korea. None of us would have gone because a king ordered us to, but because it was a fight deemed critical to preserving our rights, first granted to us by the Lord God Almighty, and written down in our Constitution. Thank you for your attention. Yours truly. That's a great patriot and one tough grunt from Vietnam. One tough son of a buck who is still in the fight. God bless you, brother. And, you know, that is something I decided I better read right off the bat. And I'll tell you what, I'm printing out right now House bill, what is it, House 1296 or something like that. It's 69 pages. And what's interesting in it, and I'm finding out as I look through it here, is that you find that, let's see what I've got here. Let me see if I can find. They have got basically every rifle or shotgun ever made by all the manufacturers are listed in this thing in some form or fashion. The fact that they have them all written down and listed in the bill knows exactly what they've got, and they know exactly what's out there, and they've done their little research, you see. But the fact of the matter is, they've got a whole lot of them they're going to ban, and the definitions of, semi-automatic and all this kind of stuff are extremely broad. Then they list all the ones that you don't have to worry, you know, that right now you don't have to worry about, okay? They list them, all of the different rifles and shotguns you don't, that are not included in the assault weapon ban, all right? Well, let me tell you this. Basically, anything that's got a detachable magazine that's semi-auto is not going to be lawful according to this bill. Now, this is being introduced by, what's the name, Chichilin of Rhode Island, a Democrat. And it is just incredible. Restrictions on assault weapons, large capacity ammunition feeding device. Subsection 922, section 922 of Title 18 is amended. Okay, let's see. I'm just reading as I'm printing this thing out. Okay. It shall be unlawful for a person to import, sell, manufacture, or transfer, or possess in or affecting interstate foreign commerce and a semi-automatic assault weapon. So if you possess one, there's no grandfather clause, see? Shall not apply to the possession, sale, or transfer of any semi-automatic assault weapon otherwise lawfully possessed under federal law on the date of enactment of the assault weapons ban of 2019. Well, maybe that does give that out, but it's going to prevent it from the future. It is, does not apply to any firearm that is manually operated by bolt, pump, lever, or slide action, has been rendered inoperable, or is an antique firearm, okay? This thing is so detailed, it's not believable. It's just not believable. But basically, anything that has got an AR-15, any kind of the things that are semi-automatic, Mac 90s, you know, all that, and a lot of pistols as well. A lot of pistols as well, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest that you go up there and print it out. It's 69 pages. I've got to where I've just run out of paper, so I can't even print anymore for a little bit here. But, I mean, it's just nuts. So I'm going to tell you what, let's just read for this person from Rhode Island, okay? Let's just read what we've got here. And I'm going to click back on this bill. Let's see. All right. So I get the name right. Because you might want to call them up and tell them that this is exactly what the law of the land is. Representative David N. Cicillini, C-I-C-I-L-L-I-N-E, Democrat, Rhode Island. Committee is the House Judiciary Committee, okay? You might want to read them this, okay? You might say to them, you know what? You can call them up or you can email them. Be nice to them, though. But tell them in no uncertain terms that they're in violation of the Constitution if they enter this thing into law or if they propose this. Amendment 2, the U.S. Constitution, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You are infringing, David N. Cicillini. Is it only that you only want like the guys, they say, those certain guys down Providence, you know? Are you only going to allow the criminals in Providence to have weapons? I'm telling you, there's some good people in Providence, like ex-military that sit on top of hills that, you know, one time a guy asked me, Huck, do you think 90,000 rounds is enough? And I said, well, judging from where you live and what you told me, I don't know if it is or not, you know? Well, I'm going to say this. We got Civil War brewing. And when this information comes to you, you got to look back at the Declaration of Independence. And I'm going to read this one more time. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And while you're at it, that might include the FBI and might include the, you know, the DOJ and a whole lot of them. When you have an FBI, and incidentally, I mean, it's just really interesting, you see, that, who is it, Judicial Watch, and this is out of Town Hall. Government watchdog Judicial Watch has uncovered and released hundreds of documents showing the Obama Justice Department working directly with Fusion GPS, a research firm hired by the Clinton campaign to frame President Trump. The documents show Fusion GPS Nellie Orr, who was specifically hired in 2016 to dig up dirt on Trump and his children, Ivanka, Don Jr., and Eric, working directly with the U.S. Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, her husband, okay, on a spreadsheet linking President Trump to a number of Russian operatives. Nellie and Bruce are married while Bruce was demoted. Bruce Orr is still working for the Department of Justice in D.C. They ought to fire his butt. They ought to fire his butt. Better yet, indict him. And they better start doing it. So all this has come out. It's a good article out of Town Hall, okay? And the fact is, it looks like to me just exactly what I warned you about when I read to you from Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, Terry Reid and John Cummings' book by Spy Books, SPI Books. I believe it's in 1994 is when it was done, but you might be able to find a used copy. And there was paperback and hardback both put out, so you might be able to find it from a used books kind of a thing. But the fact of the matter is, and there I read to you how under the AKA or the code name of Robert Johnson, that then Assistant Attorney, U.S. Attorney General Barr allegedly had a meeting in a bunker, an old military bunker at a military base near Little Rock, and everybody was there, including Oliver North, AKA John Cathay, Nash, all the different people, the Clintons, and Clinton himself, apparently, and that this was all about shutting down two or three different operations in Arkansas. Centaur Rose, primarily the first one, Operation Centaur Rose, but essentially what it was the enterprise that basically provided guns to the Contras in exchange for cocaine coming back into the United States, being brought in by the C-137 load, by Barry Seal and also by others, and said cocaine was brought in and put into the mix to be sold, and or the money that came from it was then laundered through the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which Larry Nichols used to head up, and other alleged Arkansas agencies, as well as into the CIA's pocketbook and clandestine funds. And, you know, I mean, I met a lot of people back in those days. I can remember meeting people that were involved, you know, back then with stuff in Arkansas. I met Barry Seal years ago in Baton Rouge. Years ago. Before the Arkansas. And it's just interesting, you see, that we've got all these people in the top of the FBI, the top of the DOJ, we got all the way up to the Obama himself, the Joker Tut. You got all the people underneath him. You got his attorney general. You got Hillary Clinton buying up the stuff. But you also have parts of old Operation Centaur Rose, because allegedly, Jeb Bush may have started some of the research, the op research against President Trump, then candidate Trump. But you got all of this, and then what did Barr do back then? I told you that he basically shut down those CIA operations, created a new operation in Mexico, where he sent Terry Reed, who had been training Contra pilots in Nellis, Arkansas, Nella, while Barry Seal and Emil Camp and all the Rich Mountain Aviation boys were running guns to the Contras. And how did that work? Well, you had allegedly, according to the book, you had the full automatic receivers, the upper receivers or whatever, or the lowers and the uppers, of parts that were taken out of the Arkansas National Guard and Reserve armories, then were married up with non-matching serial numbers and stuff to other receivers provided, and some of that work was done allegedly by a company called Park O'Meter that was owned by the then assistant attorney general of Clinton, which was Webster Hubbell's father-in-law. And I've known Terry Reed over the years. I've met him a number of times and talked with him in person on the phone. All right. I talked to Larry Nichols on the phone years ago. And I also met all kind of other people from down there. I met some of the Nasty Boy state troopers that used to squire Slick Willie around, you know, to Jennifer Flowers when he played the saxophone in women's underwear and stuff before he and Jennifer Flowers took care of his other saxophone, you know. And I hate to be crude, but that's the way it is, you see. So, consequently, it's just amazing now that we've got, again, everything goes into the DOJ. We've had Sarah Carter, John Solomon, Greg Jarrett, all these people, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Nunez, the guy from California, and the committee there out of California, Devin Nunez, and all of these people who have found out all of this information and have provided and have talked about it on Hannity, Judicial Watch, all of these people with all of the information is out that Sarah Carter said, like I told you the other night a week ago, that we already know a large number of the things we need to know, and that why are they not going to prosecute? They're declining to prosecute Comey for felonies for leaking classified information to people who then leaked it again to the press and that 14 FBI agents had leaked information to the press, and out of the 14, only 4 have been fired, and none of them have been prosecuted. And I'll tell you what, Sarah Carter even said, and she's a great, tough, young reporter, that the American people are not going to get to hear this. There are not going to be any prosecutions. Then we will not stand for it. And the fact is that the Justice Department and the justice system and the laws of the United States, then basically are null and void for anybody at the top with political power or cash. But they're going to try to apply them to you. And then why do you think now that they want to come against you and take your guns? I remember the questions out of the naval graduate students, the naval officer graduate student thesis, where he first gave the questions. I think I remember it was question 47, and there's two or three other questions. One of them was, after Congress and the president have decided that you have 15 days to turn in your firearms, that after that time period is up, and they're asking this of Marines, and then they've asked that during that era in the 90s of not only all the Marines, but Army, Navy, Air Force, everybody, and on down into the federal agencies. That survey got asked of a lot of people to see which side you're on. Now, the answer that they were asking is, would you be willing to fire upon U.S. citizens if they were deemed to be in violation of the federal law to turn in their firearms? And at that period of time, the enlisted people was probably about 70% said no. And incidentally, I talked about this when I was on a working in a manufacturer's rep capacity, and I happened to be in Atlanta right before the Olympics, back when the Atlanta Olympics took place. What was that, 94, whatever it was. And I talked to a Marine Corps gunnery sergeant who was there supposedly learning how to make better food for the Marines, better cheeseburgers and such. But he really told me what he was there doing is they were watching all the cameras and listening posts in Atlanta that have been set up for the Olympics, and that how they were going over and they were looking, and they could now fly over your house, and with sensors they could determine how many pieces of a small piece of metal that, say about the size of a pistol ammunition or a rifle ammunition or a shotgun shell, that they could determine how much of that you had from above, that they could read how much basically, or get a good idea of how much cash you had in your home based on the little computer strip that goes through all the currency, You know what I'm talking about? That little currency strip that they wove into the bill itself. The little white strip that when we first started seeing them, people started pulling them out of there. Remember that? Some of you did it, I know. And now they've got other items and other stripes and strips and hundreds and different things like that and different money. But they were able to read that back in the 90s, okay? And he said that the officer corps, about 80% of the officers would agree to come and confiscate or fire on U.S. citizens. But he said the non-coms and enlisted, it was about 70%, 65, 70% who said that they would not fire upon it. So you see, now you understand as you look and see where Obama, one of his best friends, William Ayers. William Ayers and the Weathermen, the SDS Weathermen, They had plans to kill 50, 60 million American people back in the 60s, and then another large portion would have to go through re-education camps to get your mind right. Remember Cool Hand Luke? What we have here is a failure to communicate. You see? Luke, you've got to get your mind right, Luke. Now, in these day and ages, they're starting to implement that plan. Obama started it. Soros, and I think Soros fronts for Rothschild money, allegedly. Although he's got some of his own, but whatever it is, he certainly worked with the Nazis to take the property of other Jews. And that was done on national TV on, what was it, 60 Minutes or one of the other news programs. All right? So now we've got all these communist, Democrat, demon communist rats. All right? And now we've got all these chicken, you know what, chicken butt rhinos and Republicans. And they're all worried about how they're going to lose the election. They haven't even run yet. And the reason they lost anything the last time in the House or in the Senate is because they did not go along with the people and they went with the Koch brothers' money. And they had to run to get the Koch brothers' money. What was it, up to $250, $400 million, allegedly, that was there if they ran against Trump or if they did not promote Trump or any of his policies when they ran. Well, in this little area right here, we had a Republican guy. He was a nice guy, Yoder, all right? And he ran on, he was a budget cutter, and he gave back, you know, part of his office funds, you know, back to the government. Everybody basically thought he was stupid, and we ended up getting an LGBTQ lady, woman, who is an MMA fighter and a Harvard-trained lawyer who nobody'd ever heard again. And heard of, and now that she's been in there, nobody's ever heard anything about what she's doing anyway, because in Kansas, the way you get reelected is to just stay out of the game and you never say anything. You just go to D.C. and you just keep real quiet. You keep real quiet and nobody knows, and then they just think it's a Democrat versus Republican thing, and they're anti-Trump and blah, 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 blah. And that's it. But that's the reason Yoder lost and most of them lost. Now these chicken shits, excuse me, or chicken Bravo Sierras are getting out of the race. And a lot of them in Texas because they're afraid of the deal. When in fact, what they should be doing is saying, how many illegal immigrants, how many illegal aliens are on our voter rolls? You're going to keep bringing these people in? You're going to give them driver's license? You're going to let them vote? Sure, if you bring in 50 more million Chinese, and we'll have a Chinese president and an entire Chinese legislature, you know? And then we can have red Chinese socialism, and Google can run it all for everybody. And Google's not going to do anything, a large number of their people, they don't want to do anything for Border Patrol, ICE, anything like that. This is a plan. Nothing happens in politics that's not been planned. Now, they're going to take your guns or try to. And if you recall, also, another one of the questions that was controversial at the time, there were a lot of them that I found controversial on the Naval Officers Thesis Study or, you know, what have you, questionnaire. Another one was, would you be willing to take orders from a United Nations officer or general? Okay? And that was to be also probably included in the fact that they would be used to come and take the guns. Well, I'm going to tell you what, old Concord Bridge and old Lexington Green before that, the tough guys were there at Lexington Green, and they stood their ground, and when somebody fired on them, they started to return fire, and people died on the green. And then others got away and went to Concord to get everybody up in arms, and they yelled at every house and cabin along the way, and them old squirrel guns and Pennsylvania long rifles and all blunderbusses and God knows what they had, flintlocks, matchlocks, whatever they had, and they were all trained and hiding behind trees as the lobster backs started to come across old Concord Bridge. And they gave them the blizzard, okay? That's how this country started. So when they want to end this country, they're going to do what? They're going to take your guns or try to take your guns. Now, they're also going to try to make you weak. Meat could be a target for higher taxes. The next sin tax will fall on red meat. They're going to take away the protein so you cannot build muscles, you see, as easily. But I guarantee you that their communist demon rat bover boys, their, you know, bump-toed hobnail boot boys are going to be eating plenty of red meat. And then they're also developing the robots and the cyborgs. Have you seen Atlas? If you've not seen Atlas in action, or, you know, some of the dogs, or the, you know, the mule and the different robots that are out there, you need to be getting in contact with your grandson or your brother or your son or your uncle or whoever, somebody that is working in that field to understand what it would take to knock out a robot, to take it out of the box. And it will not necessarily be a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun. You're going to have to figure out where the little switch or where the little electronic brain is really hidden. It's running them. And then it's also as the part of the food. According to the federal government, 19 million acres of farmland were not planted with crops this year. 19 million acres, ladies and gentlemen. Then you say, well, I don't eat no soybeans, or I don't eat no field corn. Well, but you see, you do eat soybeans, and that is in a lot of different products. It's refined, the oils, the different things. And then it goes to other parts of the world, and it's also used in the feed of animals. Livestock, as is the corn used in livestock. And, and then we're not only talking just about corn and soybeans. There's acreages of wheat that are not planted, of oats, of barley, sorghum, all the different things, a lot of it used for livestock. Already last year I was telling you, remember how the price of beef was going up? How the price of beef was going up. And somebody's, sorry, that phone's on the Ritz here. I thought it was somebody else calling. They'll hang up. Anyway, that the herds, the beef herds, were at one of the lowest levels last year that they had been, and they were at a level of about 1950 or 1952 levels of the beef herds last year, and that was when we had a population back then of somewhere between, I don't know, 52, we probably had between 120 and 140 million people in the United States. So we had a beef herd associated with that. Last year we had the same amount of beef, but for a population officially of I don't know what they say it is officially, 300, 310, 320, 330. But I'll tell you what, the studies out of the Ivy League say that there is actually, a year or so ago, that they'd actually found out that there was probably 60 million or more illegal aliens in the United States. 60 million or more. And a large percentage of them are voting. And have fake Social Security cards or whatever they've got. They got driver's licenses. They're not hiding in the shadows. They're working on every roofing crew, every framing crew, every landscape crew, every lawn cutting crew, every stonemason crew, all the different building trades. They're working in all of them, all over the United States. And if they're illegal and are taking the job away from an American, now you're telling me that nobody who is African-American or Caucasian or Native American or who is an American of Asian descent, you're saying to me that none of those people want a job in the construction trades? Nobody wants to cook, short order cook, or anything anymore? I don't believe that. It's ridiculous. No wonder Trump wants the wall, but I'm going to tell you what. He is squandering, as the first letter I read, he's squandering the opportunity that he had. And he thinks he can pivot left and you got nowhere else to go. And maybe that to a certain degree is true. But I'm going to tell you what, if he breaks the hearts of the people who are Second Amendment supporters, which is what he's already starting to do, then people are not going to go out for him like they did. They're not going to come out. They're not going to believe. They're not going to go to the polls as much as they once did. And it's precisely at the time that they should be going out. But he is tone deaf on what he's doing at this time, I believe. And I emailed basically a letter of the same, similar type of thing, but not as well spoken as the one I read from the good scholar who wrote up one here earlier. So we're getting rid of food. The food is not here. Red meat, they're going to tax. And then as well, and you know, I'll tell you, it's about halfway through the show. Let me just stop and say this to you. You'd better turn in tomorrow night because I got a special guest that is going to blow the roof off some stuff. It's going to blow your mind with what they're going to bring out and talk to you about. So Friday night, you better listen live and catch it because there's going to be a special guest on. And that's all I can tell you right now. Now, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, because I can use any assistance that can be gotten there to stay and to do what I do. And I thank Lord Jesus for all that has been done to keep me going and to keep me in the game, striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, popping the Lucy in the head and the shins with the ball bat. You can reach me by email at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I still get an email or two. Sometimes people will figure it out or find out the email or remember it. They had it, and they say, I still can't hear you on the radio at the old blah, 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 blah. Well, anybody that you know that used to listen or that doesn't listen, or if you're on a forum, whatever, put out the new place to listen from. You can go to stevequayle.com, and there's a click-through that goes to gsradio.net, you know. And that takes you there. And then there's, what is it? Let me just see right here. I'll click on it and give you the exact URL. Give you the exact one. Uh-huh, right here we go. Okay, let's see where we're at. www.gsradio.net/shows/hawk, H-A-W-K, lowercase, all lowercase, gsradio.net/shows/hawk. And give that or put that out as the new place to listen for those who haven't. Now then you have to decide, do you use Windows Media, the Win app, do you have a mobile device you're listening, or just to use the pop-up player that's there. And that also takes you directly to all the archives of the show. So there you go on that. And consequently, we've got a scenario that if you're going to do that, you've got to be able to listen. So I'm just telling you, put the word out if you can. Put the word out if you can, because I still think a large number of people have not recouped back up on it. Anyway, anything that you can send would be great. Send me a letter, a card, say hello, and I do get, you know, nice cards, and I thank you for all of those. And I value all the input that I get from the people. If you send me emails, I try to answer the email if possible. Not all of them. I can't answer everyone because I get hundreds daily. But if you can, if you send something to the mail address, the regular mail, it's Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve notes, medals. You can send a silver quarter, a silver half dollar, silver dollar, whatever it might be. Gold. FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, check, money order. Make it out to Hawk. Send it to Hawk at the address I just gave you. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. So anyway, you better turn in tomorrow night because it'll be a tremendous show, I believe. And you get your socks knocked off with some information that's going to break. And it's quite interesting. So I'll see y'all here tomorrow night. But you see what they're doing to you. We had all the flooding. We got 19 million acres of farmland weren't planted. We got herds that are smallest they've ever been. Also, the problem with the pig Ebola or the pig flu or whatever they're calling it, we've lost all kinds of pork all around the world. So this is just not meaning what America's going to have. You're going to have scenarios where America's been feeding a large portion of the planet. Now, the Red Chinese have activated Africa and bought most of Africa, and they did trade deals and bought a lot of South America, and now they're going to get their grain and stuff from down in there. But I'm going to tell you, we're still the ones that have been feeding a large portion of the population of this planet. And it kept the price low, so I'm going to tell you. When you look at the articles and you see this, is China hoarding food, gold, and other commodities in anticipation of a global collapse? Well, you better believe they are. And if they're doing it, then we should be doing it. If the government is telling you to get rid of your guns, they want your guns, then you'd better go out and get more guns. Or get a gun if you don't have one. They're also ratcheting up all of the new surveillance. And they're saying it's all because of they need it, because they need to combat the domestic terrorism, the white supremacy, the blah, 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 blah. But they never mention Antifa. They never mention any of the Russian Spetsnaz that are still here, by and large, that were brought in by President Obama, that Judicial Watch has already found. Went all the way up to his little thing, and the Holder, and the lynch mob, Lynch, and the whole bit. His attorney generals. And then, where do we hear all this stuff, you know? Well, haven't we heard about, you know, Matthew 24 and Luke 21? Have we not heard about that in the past, you see? Well, let's just kind of peruse it a little bit. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. People are going to starve, and pestilences. Oh, I saw about a 20-minute product on Fox News today on the 5, where the new young Emily Campagnano, or Campanello, Campanello, or Campagnello, the young attorney who's now on the 5, who's lived in the West Coast, and she went down there with Dr. Drew, I believe, and they went into the Skid Row area of L.A., and it's block after block after block of trash and rats and all kind of stuff. They estimate now there are 12 million rats in Los Angeles, you know, and that doesn't even include the rat people, you know, like all of the Hollywood scum and all of that. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. The quakes are still rolling. The volcanoes are still popping and spewing all kind of particles into the air. We're also getting all of the plastic particles. Isn't it interesting that the Morgellons disease, that the colored different fibers that are almost like fibers or plastic, coming up out of sores back of years ago. Is it part of some alien operation? Or is it just, a natural progression of all the plastic that a lot of it came out of Fukushima and the earthquakes that blew up or whatever blew up and created the tidal wave that ruined all of the radioactivity, the radioactive plants there in Fukushima, and killed the Pacific Ocean? And loaded it up with whole cities full and towns full of plastic and raw materials from houses and all that kind of stuff. Well, all of these things, people, are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. And then you go to Luke 21 and they say before all of these, they're going to grab you and take you on up to synagogues and throw you before princes. They're going to charge you and put you in jail for believing in Jesus in his name's sake. They're going to persecute you. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you remember what he also says there is that who's going to betray you? Look it up. Go to Luke 21 if you're new. You haven't heard this, go to Luke 21 and King James and read it. Read the red letters, what Jesus has to say. And find the part about who's going to betray you. And then after that, find out that some of you are going to be put to death because of them that betray you. But, not a hair on your head will be heard, heard, because in your patience possess ye your souls. So they might kill your body, but they ain't really going to hurt you, is basically what you got to understand. And if you don't understand that, pray to the Lord Jesus and take it him in prayer and to see if he can explain it to you. We've got other pestilences. Now we have, out of Asbury Park, New Jersey, Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey says people suffering from Lyme disease could be closer to knowing whether the chronic illness impacting an estimated 300,000 or more people started off as a U.S. biological weapon. Representative Smith, yes, it did. It started on Plum Island. The guy who was in charge of Plum Island, which was up to a level 5 biohazard, 3s, 4s, 5s, and they did live research on cattle, horses, all kind of animals, and people. And I guarantee you that the person that took it over had been one of the Nazi paperclip scientists, and that his specialty was Representative Smith. And incidentally, by the way, I knew this back in the late 80s, or when Lyme disease first came out, because it first appeared in Lyme, Connecticut, right across the bay from Plum Island. So, yes, it is. There are other interesting little bioweapons that are being loosed and used. And then, Representative Smith, you might go to Central Ohio and find out a little area that they just cut a road down through the timber where Red Chinese people were seen in that area and also down in a truck alongside the road at a McDonald's in Berea, Kentucky. And the guys inside the van with no windows were in there with a little bag lunch, one hamburger and a set of fries. Well, meanwhile, the officers had, Ron John Surf Shop or Surfer Joe's Surf Shop of Malibu or this one or that one, and they were dressed real cool and American clothes, and they had got to eat inside the restaurant. So those Red Chinese bioweapons teams are in the United States as well. Investigate the swine flus that are at the county fairs, and then see how many people got it. And then when it's transferred from the animals to people that are tending the fair or involved in that animal barn or whatever, they're trying to get it to jump species and then recombine. All of this is going on, and the whole nutshell of this is that Lucifer is using his minions to try to destroy you, and he wants to kill the majority of you on this planet, 70, 80, 90% he wants dead, so that he can attempt to steal your souls and get that devil power up and come onto this planet and to try to effect a counterfeit of the life of our Lord Jesus, where Lucifer pretends to be your savior. All right? And all he's going to give you and guarantee you is you're going to go down to fiery furnace and burn in hell forever. So I'm just saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, can you see the larger part of the plan, the big picture, you see? The big picture. It's quite interesting. Now, quake damage at the California Navy base, China Lake, estimate tops $5 billion. Then they show you a deserted, desert area with a big crack in the ground. Well, where's the $5 billion damage done? It's done underground. And then you just wonder what might be coming up out of the underground. And who has the U.S. military, DARPA, and various intel agencies – in certain remote sites or underground sites, or who have they been in league with? Are they in league with some of the fallen angels or the Genesis 6 hybrid giants who have their own spacecraft? Have some of these been released and attacked? And you kind of wonder, it was Russia who hit us with the quake weapons. And meanwhile, every time you use Google or you say the word Google that, you're paying for another nail in your own coffin. Because Google's decision is to develop military artificial intelligence in China and to implement those things that are already doing it here. Get off of Facebook. Get off of all these big social media. Use other search engines. Do not use Google. But all of these things are going to be coming to pass, and you're not going to believe how much this thing is going to be. Well, like Jesus said, all of the things that he talked about in Matthew 24, those are just the beginning of sorrows. You wait and see when the amount of people that are going to die start to die on this planet. And the sensitivity I have to it, because I was called to work for Lord Jesus. I was called on behalf of the Archangel Michael to work on behalf of Jesus. And consequently, I can feel and sense the horrendous heaviness of all of the death and all of the evil that's going to be loosed on this planet. And all of the people are going to starve and die. Don't go into there, Luciferian, die without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your fellow rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, and I know many of you are back in the game on this planet or surrounding it, to strike blows against the Luciferians on behalf of our Lord. And if the red Chinese are problematic, then tickle the Three Gorges Dam in the sweet spot where the weakness is at. You've already lit up the Chaika. Keeping Russia a little busier. They've had a few explosions too, have they not? Fandango Ridge, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey. General McCormick's got a mission for you. Keep your eye on the optics and squeeze that trigger. Sure. Rhode Island boy only wants the criminals to have guns, but you can still have a rifle.